The flags fly to the air as motivational and inspiring music plays across the room. Junior Toby Kelly, a color guard member for two seasons now, dances alongside his fellow team members, people that he sees as his friends and family. His friends motivating him, he carefully twirls around everyone before then finally throwing his rifle into the air, praying he will successfully catch his quad on rifle. It's a move he's been struggling to do ever since the fall season had begun. The moment seizes as it falls closer and closer to his face until suddenly he catches it. The dancer internally screams of excitement while moving on to the next part of the performance. The moment finally happens, and while the group expects all of the cheers, applause, smiles, anything from the crowd, nothing happens. This is a regular experience for the people in color guard, as it's a sport that no one pays any sort of attention to. Kelly finds this troubling and wishes that there would be a bit more recognition when it comes to him and his friends. Last year we had to fight to get a single picture into the yearbook. It was absolutely ridiculous, Kelly said. We're not exactly talked about among the student body, and people have even pointed at me and laughed while I performed, which sucks. I think we deserve more recognition, especially since the last season we placed third in our final championship. Even though hardships come and go, along with moments of appreciation and excitement, there's never a dull moment whenever it comes to friendship. Everyone just gets to be so close, and it's just so much fun to get to hang out with people inside and out of practice, because we'll go in, do homework together, or we'll go to and have movie nights, Kelly said. I feel like I've found my thing, because everyone's so accepting, and if there's any drama with someone... With Kelly being extremely supportive of everyone he plays with, his positive attitude will spring onto everyone else, adding on to the reasons that someone may enjoy color guard. Junior Macy Sand, a guard member for three seasons now, finds herself always laughing and enjoying the moment with her best friends, and even admiring how hardworking her coaches are. Everyone is extremely nice, and so are the coaches. They'll never yell at you or anything, unless you're doing something disrespectful, of course, Sand says. There's also never any judgment, and if there's any drama, it tends to get resolved relatively quickly. With all the positives of guard, of course, with the school year of 2024 to 2025 nearing closely, it brings some worry onto most of the members, especially Sand. If we get more freshmen or sophomores to join, or even incoming 8th graders next year, I think our group will be fine, Sand said. But since most of us are either graduating this year or next year, it's really concerning to think about how color guard might go during 2026. As the fall season ends and a new winter season begins to approach, the group becomes antsy, waiting for more people to show interest in auditioning and joining what the guard calls their family. In this group is the dedicated guard member, Senior Emily Tobin, being a part of FHC's color guard all 4 years of her attending high school, and even doing 3 years of middle school's guard. As one of the oldest in the group, she always tries and makes each year count, successfully bringing a community together alongside everyone else. Color guard is just always a community, no matter what team I've been in. You spend so much time together, you really get to know everyone and get to become their second family, Tobin said. Then you get to put together a show, and you get to spin our colorful flags, ending up with a product that's really enjoyable and fun to watch in front of you.